Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is that time to check in with that guy who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And there is Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. A fine, fine piece by you on Mike Pettine and his two-year journey out of football and back to the Packers. He literally, for folks who haven't checked it out, check it out at PackersNews.com. It seems like he literally took his life and his career back to the drawing board when he was let go from his duties in Cleveland, Ryan.
He really did. A lot happened, and really, you have to start from the context of he went from being an NFL head coach to from a high school head coach to an NFL head coach in 13 years, which really just does not happen. I mean, that is the definition of a fast track career. So when midway through that 4-year contract in Cleveland, he was fired by the Browns, they were 3-13 in 2015. But they started really hot in 2014. They were ninth-ranked defense. They ended up 7-9. But there was a lot of optimism in Cleveland, which, if you look around now in Cleveland, is just completely devoid of any hope. At that point, he's looking at 2 years of the Browns footing the bill, and it's the first time he really had an opportunity to say, where am I in my career? Where am I as a person outside of coaching, and where do I want to be? And that was really how he spent the 2 years out of coaching. You know, a lot happened, and he was very candid and said it turned out to be a blessing to be fired when he did, because a year later, his father died of sudden cardiac arrest. There was no warning. So he got a full year of quality time with his dad. Through that, really, him and his girlfriend, Megan, their relationship blossomed, and he got engaged, proposed over the 4th of July at their home. So he's recently engaged, and really just a fascinating couple years that he's had. And now here he is back into coaching with the opportunity to show, you know, one of the things he did from a coaching perspective was rewrite the terminology in his playbook to show that he can still be a dominant defensive coordinator, which is what he has shown. 5 years as a defensive coordinator, 5 top 10 defenses. He's shown that he can do that, and now he gets another opportunity.
You know what? I want to stay on the defensive side, but it's the other side. I wasn't here. I know you were on yesterday, but this whole Khalil Mack thing, we've been talking about it here for the last 2 days, and I know you kind of tied in. What's your thoughts on this Khalil Mack thing? I mean, what are you hearing? Why did it happen? Why didn't the Packers were able to pull that deal off?
You know, it's interesting. I've kind of heard conflicting sides to this from people that, you know, usually know what is going on. I've heard that they gave 2 first-round picks, and I've heard the opposite, that they only gave 1. So I have a hard time knowing exactly what happened and what the Packers package was. But at the bottom line is they got beat by a better hand at the table. And I thought from the very beginning that was – likely to happen, because 2 late first round picks, and that's what the Packers are projected to have, are not Khalil Mack. The Packers aren't the only team that could use a Khalil Mack. I mean, any team in the league basically could use a Khalil Mack. There's bound to be a team that could beat that, and the Bears did. At their best, if Mitchell Trubisky is just a kind of a middling quarterback, I really think that the Bears ceiling is 8-8, maybe 9-7 at their very best. They're not a playoff team at their very best. And at their worst, they could be 4-12. They could be 5-11. That's completely within the realm of possibility. So if you're John Gruden, first of all, you have to figure out a way to make Khalil Mack work with your team. I mean, you never give away that talent, and it was a huge mistake for the Oakland Raiders. But if you're going to go through with it, from his perspective, you can look at, you got a pair of first round picks that could be top 10 picks. The potential is there, or a first round pick quarterback by Aaron Rodgers, another first round pick quarterback by Drew Brees. To me, it's having pocket jacks and losing to pocket aces.
What about the contract situation? What did you hear about that? I mean, that was a lot of money to give up.
Well, it would have meant the end of Clay Matthews' tenure here, and now like, certainly
we don't care
on
about
the field,
that, right?
That's an upgrade. But I think it would have been a very interesting locker room dynamic. I think Clay Matthews would have known that he wouldn't be resigning here, and right now, as it is, it's a very real possibility that he could. It's just tough to have the highest paid player in the league in Aaron Rodgers and the highest paid defensive player in the league in Khalil Mack on the same team. It's possible. It's not impossible. I mean, it could have happened, but there would have been a lot of sacrifices in the long term that the Packers would have had to make. Now, you make those sacrifices, and they were in the hunt. They obviously wanted to add Khalil Mack because he is a difference maker. He is a guy that can tilt the field and change games, win games. But the cap situation would have been extremely tough.
He's ready to go, or if he's going to be banged up, will they trust him putting out there? Is he going to wear a harness? I mean, because I've been hearing some good things about him, but, I mean, I just want to – they have to understand that Trubisky is going – they're going to run the football, but they're also going to throw the ball for play action. You need to make sure each guy out there is going to be able to tackle, especially if Howard is in that flat. So what have you been hearing about Kevin King?
Well, he's wearing the shoulder harness over his right shoulder. It's a different Uh-oh. Shoulder than the surgically repaired left shoulder. He played in Kansas City, and I don't know off the top of my head – how many snaps he got, but the fact that he was out there for the preseason finale was a good sign. I mean, I think as long as Kevin King stays healthy, as long as his shoulders are good, he could be a really good corner. I mean, when healthy, he's had a really good offseason. He was very promising as a rookie. Obviously, ended the season on IR and had the surgery, but I think there's a lot to like if those shoulders hold up, and that's kind of the big question is if they will. I mean, there's a reason why a player who's 6'3", runs a 4.43, has the cover and ball skills of Kevin King is available in the second round. If not for those shoulders, he's probably – I mean, he's a top of the half of the first round draft pick, but that's a red flag that he had coming in to the NFL, the medical, and – we saw it last year, so those shoulders have to hold up.
Yeah. Now, Owen Burks, did they say is he practicing or what's the update on him? Or is he
was limited today, yeah, but that's a good sign that he was practicing. And, you know, my mind, you'd probably be able to speak to this better than me, but my mind goes back to, so Kevin King played, what, 9 games? He played a lot last year with a chronically dislocated left shoulder. It popped out 9 or 10 times, he said. Now, that's a heck of a lot harder to do when you're in the box because you're shocking blockers, you're shedding blocks, and just using the shoulders. But it's not like a corner doesn't use the shoulders. You play press man, you need to use your shoulders. So I think it'll be interesting. It's really just, a pain tolerance thing in what Oren Burks can do. I think it's harder for an inside linebacker to play with a dislocated shoulder or a bad shoulder than it is for a corner just because you're on the perimeter of the field. But we'll see. I don't really have a good feel on whether he'll be able to play this week or not, and I think it's just kind of how he gets through practice.
Hey, I just saw a tweet get thrown out there from Michael Cohen from Randall Cobb and Khalil Mack. Quote, I thought he was coming here. I thought I was going to wake up and find out we got him. Something's happened. Obviously, he ended up in Chicago. That's part of it. That's part of the business. Did you sense any disappointment, I guess, from players that he didn't end up as a Packer?
Well, I'm sure they're disappointed. It's, you know, one of the top 3 or 4 edge rushers in the NFL.
Did you get the sense they thought they had him?
They knew that they were going after him. I don't know if they everyone thought they had him, but, I mean, you go back to what Davante Adams tweeted right after it happened, too. I thought, you know, the players knew that they were going after Khalil Mack. That was not a secret within the confines of Lambeau Field. And I'm sure there was disappointment because it would have been a huge addition to this roster.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. You were perfect in the regular season. We'll see how you start, perfect in the preseason. We'll see how you start the regular season with your predictions on Friday. Woody, we look forward to it, my friend.
You're starting to jinx in early last year. Last year, it was late in the season when you jinxed me. You're going to jinx me from week one.
Yeah, you figured me out. You figured me out, Ryan Wood. We'll talk on Friday, my friend. See you then.
Thanks, Woody.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.